Good morning, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. I'm finally getting back to doing these podcasts after some minor repairs. First of all, I just want to acknowledge that we are on the traditional territory of the Namgis First Nations, and how happy I am to be here with them. This is the meeting that took place Tuesday, October the 12th at the Legion. Everybody was present except Councillor Gordon, who was away working. He was present by phone. So we did all the typical stuff. We got the agenda approved and the previous agenda minutes and adopted and proceeded with the meeting. So petitions and delegations. There was a local resident request for council LED celebration plaque installation. A council-led celebration, sorry. She's from a small town in the UK. During the COVID, public started having pop-up celebrations. It was a great mood booster. The ship name plaques, which have been constructed already, are ready for installations on the railings of the government dock. And there are a total of 17 ship names for boats that were in our area since the colonial discoveries. Her proposal is for a community celebration to install the plaques featuring outdoor socializing. This would bring cheer to the community. She has spoken with individuals about the idea, and within a few minutes had $150 in donations, which will enable free food, hot dogs, and drinks to be offered. Live music has been arranged. The Legion has two grills, and she's hoping to have two people do the cooking. She'll organize if council is willing to host, and a long-range weather forecast will help us figure out the best weekend. She's thinking October 23rd or November the 6th. We did discuss this. One of my concerns was that some of the ship names are ships that actually brought colonialism into this area. And I had some concerns about the underlying message of celebrating these ships. But she assured me that there are several names among the boats that were fishing boats used in the area by First Nations people. So it seemed, you know, to answer my concerns. So the council did approve that this would take place. Old business, there is a resident on Hawthorne concerned about increased drainage from cleared property above. Moved and seconded that the staff write a letter to the property owner explaining the increased water runoff and a reminder of the requirement for a storm water drainage plan when developing property. There is a reapplication to extend monthly campsite agreement and reapplication to extend another campsite agreement, and it was moved and seconded that the extension of the existing campsite agreements for the Boyers and the Johnsons be approved. New business, the Orca Inn. There, the patio that I have there, the Liquor Control Board actually has a process now where we can apply to make that patio a permanent fixture, but of course I need to get approval of the village council. There was an attempt to make a motion that would be agreeable, but this motion was not seconded, so I did not get the support to have that patio. So I'm proceeding with my own plans to have a patio within the Orca Inn property itself. It's very unfortunate. This council is not supportive of often of local businesses and their endeavors. So, correspondence for action: Vancouver Island North request for local communities to contribute toward their community science in the amount of $750. It was moved and seconded the expenditure be approved. Disability Alliance, October is RDSP Awareness Month. A request to help spread the word. The staff, it was moved and seconded, staff share the information on the bulletin board, the website, and social media. Craig Baird, the Canadian Historical EHX, a request for sponsorship, and I said I would listen to some of his podcasts and report back to council, so I will do that. Youth Parliament of the B Alumni Society, Youth Parliament Session 2021, there was a request for funding assistance. It was moved and seconded that we receive this for information. Ambulance Paramedics of BC, UBCM, follow-up and invitation to meet with them. It was moved and seconded that staff write a letter to arrange a meeting with the Ambulance Paramedics. Correspondence for Action, Fresh Outlook Foundation, pre-recorded session on isolation and loneliness, Western Forest Products, notification of fall pile burning program. BC212 resource directory. This is interesting that if you dial 211, you can receive information about making connections. This has to do with a variety of services, especially mental health services that can be offered. Visitor Center had virtual statistics and Google Maps stats. There was a check listing and Visa payment breakdown. It was moved and seconded that items A, B, D, and E be received for information. Item C, the BC212 resource directory, be included in the next issue of the Bay Banter. Draft bylaw number 799, 2021, a bylaw to amend the building bylaw. The draft bylaw will be amended and brought back to council. We had a few concerns about this. And speaking of which, the public input that we had on some of these new bylaws that that are anticipated, there was a fair amount of pushback against the bylaws that have to do with beautification, lot beautification, and so this is sort of on hold at present. So you know, these, it's good to input your thoughts about these things to council, to mayor. And, you know, it does accomplish something. The draft bylaw 801, Alert Bay Campground bylaw, the draft bylaw will be amended and brought back to council. Council reports Mayor Buchanan attended the Namgis Health Center open house and their health and wellness plan. He answered numerous emails and phone calls. There's a tree clearing at the corner of Cedar and Willow. We should monitor for increased water in that area. Use caution during windy weather due to possible tree fall danger. Councillor Gordon, nothing to report. Councillor Granger attended the Namgis Health Center open house on health and wellness. She won the draw for the generator. Participated in Truth and Reconciliation March in the ceremony. Did not attend the meal afterwards, which is held at the big house. She met with a resident regarding Larch Street runoff. We'll follow up with the public works foreman. Councillor Hill, I read the minutes from the last meeting in the public walking on the airstrip item. A lot of people do enjoy walking on that airstrip, and I wonder whether, you know, we could apply for a grant to create a nice walkway along the edge of the forest. It could be used by lots of people. There was not a lot of support for that that's been brought up before. It'd be an expensive. Councillor Gordon said a trail has been investigated in the past, but the material plus the fencing was prohibitive. Councillor Granger, people who walk on the airstrip will continue to walk on the airstrip even with the available trail. Larch Street is flat. They could walk on it, but they have always walked on the airstrip. So it's, again, we think we know better what you want. It's typical of this council. I'm sorry to say it, but you know, you should let your desires be known. I know that a lot of people do walk here. Would it be worth a community project to be able to do that? So Councillor McGregor attended the Namgis Health Center open house and their health and wellness plan to participate in the intermunicipal relationship agreements webinar, but there were technical difficulties, so it's been rescheduled for October 14th. Staff reports, Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, nothing to report. Niall McNish, water pump. We had discussed the idea of having a backup water pump in case anything ever happened to our water pump. Lyle did quite an extensive report about the cost of doing this. It would be very expensive, actually, to have a spare. And then, of course, the spare would sit and kind of deteriorate. Or we could install the new one and keep the old one as a spare. But both very expensive options. One of the neat options is to have a gate valve installed, so the event of a water shortage, we can access or share water with the Namgis First Nation. I thought that was a good idea. There was water and sanitary sewer reserve. Staff continue to investigate this project and provide further information at the December 2021 meeting. Lyle McNish, this report was received. It's the bowling alley reopening, and he talked about all the various, you can have a look at it if you'd like. Councillor Gordon could no longer remain on the phone and excused himself from the meeting. Lyle McNish, a financial update, unaudited financial statements, and this report was received for information. I pointed out that, you know, the interest that we're getting on some of these investments that we have, like 1.1%, is far below the 4+% inflation rate that was just declared this week. And so it essentially, you know, we're losing money on these investments. So I don't know what the answer is. You might have some ideas. Let us know. Question period. There were some questions. Who owns the airstrip? Village Alert Bay, we do, and we follow the rules under Transport Canada. So that is the issue. Can't have people walking for safety reasons. A pilot has had to abort the landing, and there was a person walking with earphones on. Question, I've been given permission for ships' names plaques to be installed in the government dock railings. What about the boardwalk railings from the ferry to the Seine Boat Inn? And the answer was yes, you have permission for both areas. So we did have a motion to exclude the public, and we rose on that issue. The public was excluded. We proceeded with our in-camera matter that we had to discuss, and then we moved back into regular meeting. The meeting was adjourned at 6:44 p.m. So thank you very much. Remember, meetings are at the Legion, and you are welcome to come. There's enough seating to be sitting 6 feet apart, and I encourage anybody to come and experience the meetings. Thanks very much.